yesterday. But last night, Brett Robinson was our men's 2021 10,000 metre champion in the Zatopek, one of the most famous ATHS races. We talk about it every year here on The Breakfast Club, and he joins us on the line. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's it like waking up after 10,000 metres the night before? Because I know you do a lot of marathon running as well. What's the body feel like at 25 past 7 the morning after?
Very rusty. I'm pretty stiff this morning, and my heels are pretty beat up. They got all cut up last night from the spikes I wear, so not walking too well this morning.
So what will you do this morning for your recovery, or did you complete some of that last night? We know guys jump in ice bars if they've been playing cricket or footy, then they might do a session at the beach. What does it look like for you?
To be honest, I had to do drug testing last night, so I did a bit of a warm down, but just an easy jog, but not much. Probably not doing the right things, to be honest. I had a burger for dinner and then had a few beers, so it's probably not the best thing, to be honest.
It's a good way to celebrate a famous win. What do you like running on the track? Because I know you do a lot of marathon running as well, and that's obviously your Olympic game too. But in terms of being on the track itself, do you pull up any differently? And do you enjoy it more than the road, or is it more fun out in the open?
I prefer the road. I came up like through my junior ranks and all the way through doing track races, and I've just gone to the road the last few years. But I don't know, doing 25 laps is never fun. I think 10K in a straight line or around a city is a lot more entertaining. I prefer doing on the track and on the road. I pull up a lot better from the road. I don't know, the shoes we wear are a bit more cushioned than what we wear on the track.
You happy with the time? 28 flats, pretty good. Is that your best?
I've run 2 seconds quicker, so it's a long way to run to just miss your PB by 2 seconds. I was happy with it. It wasn't the best conditions out there, and to be honest, it's just about getting the win. As a Zatopek, like national championship, so you just got the time is irrelevant, really.
Is that reflective of your form at the moment? Do you feel like you're in career best form?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I think, I could run a bit quicker in like a well-paced race. So I'm definitely going the right directions, and hopefully, like when the Olympics is on, I'll be in even better form.
So the Olympic qualifying time is 27:28. So you're about 30 seconds off it at this stage. Do you reckon you can get down there? And what's the main goal for, hopefully, Tokyo, assuming it goes ahead? What's the main goal for you?
Yeah, I think I can get around that 10K time, but to be honest, I'm focused on the marathon, so it's not really in my sights trying to chase the 10K time. I'll just, assuming it goes ahead in a few months, I'll just gear my training up for building up to do a full marathon at the Olympics.
We know so much of the Olympics is about peaking at the right time. Where are you at in your training regime now, and how hard has it been to obviously readjust from the postponement last year?
Yeah, obviously it was pretty hard last year when there was that unknown of not knowing what's happening, and when everything got cancelled, you're like, okay, I'll just get ready for another race, and then that got cancelled. So there's a lot of like kind of just in limbo for a bit, just in a holding pattern. At the moment I'm just kind of still in that holding pattern and just waiting. You can't just do marathon training all year round because it's very hard on your body. So I'm just getting through training, like focusing on my speed a bit, and then probably about 12 weeks out from the Olympics, I'll then like really start ramping it up and increasing my long runs and stuff like that.
So that's the absolute goal, heading there, doing the marathon. What hope do you have internally? What's the fire for really getting a medal at the Olympics?
Yeah, I think for me, like a top eight performance would be like really good. The marathon's really strong right now around the world, just with the Kenyans and Ethiopians. So, when you think there's three of them and they're from each country, it's pretty hard to get a medal, let alone a top eight. But if I could be around that top eight, that'd be, I think, a huge result.
Yeah, fantastic. So what do you do, Brett, away from the athletics track or running out on the road? Is this your full-time dedication, or are you able to study in between or anything like that? I know you're into your late 20s now. What do you get up to away from the track?
I do a bit of coaching outside, so just running coaching. Me and a couple of guys I trained with, we set up our own running coaching business. So pretty much just it's either training or then just telling people what to do for training is pretty much my life.
Fantastic, Brett. All the best for the build-up to the Tokyo Games. Fingers crossed it all goes ahead as planned, which we've heard over the last couple of days. Good news for all the athletes with something to aspire to later in the year. And congratulations yesterday on winning the Zatopek, one of our most famous races.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.